God is great, give him all the praise. Hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins. Everywhere his glory on display. Take a look at those stars, you can name them all. Before his throne, every knee falls. The demons have to run, the angels have to pray.
Good morning. We always do. We welcome you to Mallory Church of God, and at this time we're going to take a prayer request, an unspoken prayer request. Go ahead. God bless you. Yes. Go ahead. Anyone else? Kathy Hunt, yes. someone else. Bubby, if you want to come on up, and we'll get some prayers up here, and anybody feels ready to come up and pray, and we'll pray with you. Any unspoken or prayer request? Okay. If you want to, we'll stand and we'll ask Brother Joe to lead us in prayer. Week here is been a tough one, but through God's grace, He's given me the word, and He's given me what He's wanting me to give you all. Thursday night into Friday night, as I was praying, I didn't get released from the Lord until about 4 o'clock that morning, and the stuff that I felt that night, honestly, it was scary. It was frustrating. Really, really timid at times. And then again, He spoke and He said, how can you testify and how can you speak to somebody unless you feel what they're going through? And about 4 o'clock, I got released. But right before He released me, He gave me a word for you. And we'll get to that. But as going throughout the week, He said, my grace is sufficient. He said, when we are broken, His strength comes down. It's just enough to get us through what we need, so we don't rely on ourselves, but we always rely back to Him. And a lot of times we rely, when a problem comes up, to ourselves. We go back to ourselves when all we got to do is look towards the cross for what He done. In Psalms 22, David spoke, and he was talking about grace. He foretold about grace that was going to happen, that grace was coming to the cross, that He was going to take the cross and grave. It had to be the death, the burial, and the resurrection that had to take place for His grace and earth to connect. Without Him going to the grave, we could have done nothing. We'd still be lost. I'm glad that in Psalms, when you go back into the Old Testament, in Psalms and Isaiah, it foretold of the grave. It told about Christ. It talks about his grace that was coming. And that should make you happy. That should make you proud of the foretold of what was coming. I love reading the Old Testament. I love when he showed me something in the Old Testament. Even though I wasn't there, he still showed me what was going on back then. He still showed me what my God was doing. He showed me what my Lord was doing. And I love him and I praise him for that. But I got to ask him, I was like, what is grace, God? You know, you hear so many things about grace. And he said, grace is Jesus Christ. He said, you have grace living on the inside of you. He said, it's a gift from God. You didn't do nothing. All you're doing is walking in it. You give it. People hurt you, you give grace. A lot of people likes to throw rocks. He says, give them grace. People hurt you, give them grace. Love on them as I loved on you. He says, even in your sins, he said, I didn't throw rocks at you. I showed you grace. Even when I was up on the cross, I was showing you grace. When I was in my grave 3 days down in Sheol, I was showing grace. That should be something that we should be proud of. That's something that we should stand on the Word of God and don't back down on. It's forgiveness. You can't earn grace. When he died, he gave you grace. I thank him every day when I wake up. Am I going to mess up? Absolutely. But there's grace there to show. He shows me. He talks to me. I know grace is alive. He talks to me every day. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 and 10, Paul asked 3 times for God to remove a painful thing. He called it a thorn in his flesh. And God kept telling him, no, my grace is sufficient. When we are weak, God is strong. That thorn in the flesh was, he wasn't going to remove because he knew that all he had to do was feel. Remind him that you are mine. My grace is going to get you through this as we should every day walk in grace. Like I said, people's mean, people's ugly. It's because they ain't got grace. They don't have grace. Grace is given to them. We need to show them the love of Christ every day. When fear, when the enemy's looking at you, that's when we show grace. That's how grace goes forth. That's how you get people to come to church. Show them the love of Christ. Show them Christ each and every day. Does it get tough? Absolutely. But he says, by my grace, this is sufficient. That will come. That's what we're supposed to be, is right, grace, love, mercy. And I thank God for that. His provision is being completely adequate to meet a need. No extra words. We don't have to put on a show. Jesus never put on a show. Jesus always done it in the back. He didn't like the front, but he always knew where to go. And if we listen to him, he'll tell us where to go. He'll tell us what we need to do. He'll tell us that his journey, you need to go meet him. We've got to have an ear to hear and a heart to understand. Thursday night going into Friday night, like I said, get released. It was no good. I'm telling you, the feeling was awful. And he spoke to me and he said, my grace comes forth from the grave. And I said, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? And he said, when I went to that grave, when I went to that cross, when I went to the whipping post, it was my grace being spit out. Receive it for what it is. Nothing extra. Everybody tries to put something extra. He says, you can't take it, you can't put it. You're not taking away from it. You're not putting something into it. I said, well, how do we stay in grace, God? He said, well, he said, we read, you pray, you praise and worship, not just only here, but at your house. Wherever you are, you show them the love of Christ. So where the Christ comes out in you, the grace comes out. The grace will go forth before man. And it should be bubbling up out of us. Grace was sentenced to death. It was God's promise that Jesus was going to do this. He foretold in Psalm 22 what was getting ready to happen. 1,000 years earlier, that grace was getting ready to be poured out for us. Mercy. I said, God, all that. I said, how do we extend grace to somebody? I said, how do you show them grace? He said, by your actions. You stand for me. I stand for you. Even when we didn't deserve it, even when we was lost in our sins, he was still showing us grace. Grace was coming forth, but we couldn't see it. You had blinders on. I said, Lord, I said, I appreciate that. And I said, what do I tell them now? He said, tell them Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. He said, that's what we are, ain't it? He said, I am holy. He is holy, I am holy. He said, my grace is sufficient. It's sufficient for them. And I said, praise. After all that happened, you've got it. You've got to get up and pray and worship. You got it. You got to thank him. It's just that simple. The love goes forth from the grave. And this is what we're going to. In St. John chapter 8, 1 through 12, if you want to stand for the reading of the word. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him. And he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set forth in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted himself up and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself, and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are thy accusers? Have no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I. I condemn thee, go, and sin no more. Then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen. There's a couple things here that Jesus was trying to tell the people. He is the law. In the old law, the Mosaic law, they was supposed to stone her for adultery, him and her. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the life. I am the law now. Show them love. If Jesus don't condemn them, we can't condemn them. We ain't supposed to condemn them anyway. We ain't supposed to convict. We're not the judge. He is. But people get set in their ways, like the Pharisees and Sadducees. The laws. Well, we can't do this because the law says this. We like to throw a rock, but somebody does this. When he's saying, show them grace. If we show them grace, I'm telling you, Jesus will show them. All we got to do is put the first step forward and show them grace. When somebody ridicules you, when somebody smarts you off, when somebody gets in your face, when somebody cusses you out, show them Jesus. It's tough, but show them Jesus. Show them grace. The enemy wants you to, because once you step into that condemnation, conviction, it's the enemy's got you. So just show them grace. Show them love, mercy. A lot of people would like to speculate what Jesus was writing on the ground. Ain't nobody knows. But he wrote down the first time, and he told him, when he was writing with his finger, and he said, "Who is without sin among you? Let him throw a stone at her first." Well, when he was writing in the sand, everybody likes to speculate. This, that, ain't nobody knows. We're going to find out when we get to heaven what he was writing. I'd like to know what he was writing, because it surely changed their hearts real quick. He showed them grace. The second time he bends down, writing on the ground. When he got up, no one was there. In your life, in your Christian walk, something's happened. We get tore up from the ground up. We don't know which way to turn. But grace is sitting right inside of you. All you got to do is speak to him. Speak to that fire. And say, right now, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, you ain't of God. You've got to leave. This is not grace. Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 34 through 39. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, and we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, principalities, nor powers, nor presence, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. Every day, whether you see it or not, he is there. It's us that has to have the relationship with him. He's not going to push himself on somebody that don't want to be loved. It's every day we've got to get up and we've got to die out. We've got to let this flesh die. Every day. I'm going to go to Jacob now. This is another instance. Jacob was running. He was scared of Esau. That night he fought with the Lord, the angel. The Bible says a man. He fought with him all night long. All night long. How many has ever fought all night long with a man? Jacob knew that he had to wrestle with him. But at the end of the night, when the morning came, touched his hip socket, and his hip socket came out. Through that was a reminder that he changed his name from Jacob to Israel. And it was a reminder that his love was going to go forth with him. And that wherever he went, he always had a reminder. We have a reminder. When Jesus went to that cross, we have a reminder in us every day who we serve, who we belong to. Grace. Grace is sufficient. Jacob and Esau, you know, they was mighty men. But Jacob got scared. He was scared that night from Esau trying to run. But God, it was God's sufficient grace that came in the picture. It was his love that showed up. And that's just like our lives when we think we ain't got enough strength to get through the day. It's that sufficient grace, Jesus, we can overcome. He said, "I'll never put so much on you that you can carry it." And the devil can only take us to our knees. And I'm glad of that. See, every time that we go to our knees,
He's there. Jesus is there.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuses us, them before our God, day and night." He accuses you. He's going to accuse you. He's going to put you on the front line. He's going to say, "You've done this, done that." It's kind of like, I heard it a long time ago, it's kind of like a lawyer. You're the defendant. The enemy is always throwing accusations at you. "What about this, God? What about this, God?" And every time he would say something about you, about one of your mishaps, we all mess up. But every time he would say, "That is under the blood. Don't worry about it." "What about this one?" "It's under the blood. Don't worry about that." "What about this one?" "That's mine. That's my son. That's my blood. It's my inheritance. It's under the blood. Let it go." But we've got to have the mindset that we are his. Every day we've got to get up and we've got to say, "Lord, not my will, but your will. Your grace is sufficient for me today. Whatever I run into through the day, through the night, I know you're going to be right with me. I know you're going to give me enough grace to sustain me, to get me through this." Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. "So shall my word be that goeth from out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper the thing whereunto I send it." If you've got the blood, if you're reborn again, if you are saved, it ain't going to come back void. It's going to go forward. When they are throwing rocks at you, whatever's going on, you have the blood. You have enough grace sufficient to show them the love. Go, you know, it's every day that we go to him in prayer. If we don't go to him in prayer, what happens? You're weaker. When you don't read your Bible, you're weaker. When you don't show love, that's the footstone for the enemy to come into your life. Show them grace. Show them love. Pray. Read your Bible. Praise and worship. This is what the last thing that he told me, one of the last things, is last Sunday we had an amazing spirit of the Lord here. The Lord was here. It was people touched. It was people on the altars. It was people slain in the spirit. He said, "Still yet, there was people not coming. There was people sitting." He said, "Even after I spoke and showed them my love." And he said, "The altars is a place of love." He said, "It ain't a place of condemnation, conviction." He said, "If somebody's convicting you back there," he said, "they need to hit the altar." I said, "Lord," I said, "I love you. I praise you." I said, "So what do we do to help them?" He said, "Pray for them. Love on them. Show them me." Sometimes, Mikey, it gets hard, don't it? In Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 through 32. I'm sorry. Revelations chapter 2, verse 4. "You left your first love. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou have left thy first love." So how do we get our first love back? The first time that he saved you, right? He said, "You left your first love." When you fell in love with Jesus, the day that he saved you, your heart was full. You knew. Wherever you was, when you got up off your knees, your heart was full. You know something was different about you that day. You know everything was all right when you left. Whenever you come down, you come up a new man. He said, "You've left your first love." And it's then, it's remembrance of when you got saved, that you've got to go back to your first love. This is not my word. This is God's word. So I ask you to remember your first love. Go back to when He first saved you. There might have been a time in your life that you, hey, you know what? This was great. This was really, really full. But we ain't living at the fullest now. I can't convict you. All I can do is be the mouthpiece for God. You know what? It's through His will, not my will. I love God. I'm going to do everything I can for God. But you got to go back to that place of grace when He first saved you. Like I said, wherever it may be. And through that grace, you're going to find it again. We're saying love, mercy, grace, hate. It don't combat. It can't live together. He said, either you're for me or you're against me. I want to be for Him. So with that being said, if I can get a little music playing, and go ahead, Joe. Yes. Amen. Yes. Yes. Yeah, you're right. I've got to do it. The Lord told me to. Dave, can you play me a little music? Every head stand up and every head bowed. I'm going to be obedient to what the Lord said to do. God's grace. He knows your heart. He knows what you're going through. He knows where you've turned. There is no condemnation. There is no greater love than He has for you. If I didn't do this, I'm not getting whooped. Your will, God, not mine. I ask if you've turned. He knows your heart. You feel your heart right now. And if you're throwing rocks, whatever's on your heart, but you're not showing people grace, I ask you to come to the front. Somebody says something to you, they've got to deal with God, not you. He loves you that much that He did give you grace. Grace was set forward. Oh, what if it was, if I didn't know, my heart was beating out of my chest, I would run to this altar because His grace is sufficient. He loves me that much that He went to heaven. Oh, what? It's all right to mess up. He is the advocate sitting right here. When we don't stand for God, when we don't go to Him, His love, His grace, His mercy. That if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you know what? You've got hell to pay. But today you can have salvation. You can have grace, mercy.